Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Start your day at 9:59.
Good morning.
On 9:59 Breakfast.
Starting her day on 9:59 this morning is Londi London.
Londi London.
Londi, we.
Morning.
Siphiwoku hle Zulu. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
La lelo kama la se ID. Yabona la se ha. Ikama la se Home Affairs. Londi is pure Gusha. What a beautiful name, though.
It is.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful name. So you're very talented, and you're hailing all the way from KZN. Known to us as Londi London, you made the ambitious move to Joburg, where your musical talent properly took off. Was this always part of your plan, Londi?
Yes, it's always been part of my plan because I used to always enter competitions. I even did UG Idols. I was runner-up winner. No one knows about this, but... yeah, so I've been hustling to be in the music industry. That was the main goal, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Are you still with Ambitious Records? Yeah.
No.
No, okay, okay. You think that you want to talk about why you're no longer signed to them? No?
No, it was a personal decision, and also with the growth and me rebranding, so I figured it was the perfect time to be independent.
Was it one of those? Was it one of those where the contract ended, or it was like just cut abrupt, like omunye nomunye go their own way?
No, also it was during the COVID time. You know, not much was happening in the entertainment industry, so I was also looking at other things, you know, getting into business, doing this, doing that, because, yeah, and I was pregnant.
And you were pregnant, you're a mom, yes, you are a mommy.
Start your day at 9:59.
Good morning.
On 9:59 Breakfast.
We're hanging out with Londi London, starting her day on 9:59, just as you are. I think many people thought they'd see the musical side to Londi London on The Real Housewives, Londi, right? Something we had all fallen in love with, of course. We knew you through the music. Is the music still a thing for you?
Yeah, it is. I'm currently working on new music with some top producers here in South Africa. So, because there's pressure now, because I took quite a long break. So, if I come back, I need to come back with a bang.
Genre?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, the Yanos have to be there.
Cheers,
but yeah, but personally, I'm doing like Afro soul, Afro pop, because that's where I am. Because I'm like a swing jazz singer.
Wow. Good, good, fantastic.
And then the name London, like, how did you come, like, you know, get to Londi London from Londi
to London
Zulu? Yeah,
it's a nickname I got in high school when I moved to Witbank. So the guys used to be like, "Oh, there's a new girl in town, Ikamalaku Londi, but she looks like she's from London."
Ah,
I know, that's right.
Yes, beautiful.
And Londi London, starting her day on 9:59. Londi, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I remember you opening a store in Hyde Park. It was a fashion line, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, is entrepreneurship still something you aspire for, especially as a parent? Is it for the legacy and the future of your child, I presume?
Yes. It was Fly Clothing Store. It is still available online. I am still on the entrepreneur side of things, hence I'm doing a festival in Witbank, so I've gotten into event organizing now. So I'm doing a huge festival in Witbank this Saturday. It's called the Ridge Dome. That's the venue. That's where I'm doing it. It starts from like during the day it's like market vibes with stalls to encourage like local businesses, and then later on it's a concert inside the dome. So yeah, I brought in my favorite artists together. Abus Java, KO, Black Diamond, Amaroto. So it's quite massive for Witbank, and Witbank's not far. Are you guys not coming? Dineo, I've been trying to book you. I mean,
you've been trying to book me, girl. Who you talking to?
Me is coming as well. So yeah. It's gonna be massive. Saul's looking at me like, what?
I'm looking like, hey, where's my invite? You know, that's why I'm looking at you like this.
But Jalo Linda, we put my small. Gangland.
Yeah.
good luck with that. You know, I think like people who do reality shows are really brave, because I mean, people say sometimes the meanest things. You find yourself trending on Twitter. They feel like they know you. Mm-hmm. Where does London go? You know, when it all gets too heavy, when Twitter is doing its thing, and you know, you just feel the pressure. Where do you go to find your peace and your harmony?
You know, I used to have the most hectic mornings. Khadi knows, I used to call her every morning at 5 when the show mm-hmm. is about to air. And I literally used to delete all my apps, like Twitter, all of that, and just focus on my kids and carry on with my day like nothing is happening after watching the show, because it was that hectic. It was almost as if people were watching another show and they weren't watching the show that I'm watching because of what they were tweeting and all of that. But, you know, to find my peace, I just focused on my kids and my daily routine.
You have an opportunity now to, you know, because you're saying you feel like people are watching a different show. Is everything as it looks, and is everything real? Maybe are there things that get omitted in the final edit? Is everything what we see actually what really happens, and is it as it seems?
I mean, the show is real. Obviously, with edits here and there, you know, some things might be, you know, put together and whatnot. But the show is 100% real. I'm not sure with me saying that people were watching a different show. But, I mean, it's their views and opinions, and I can't change
that. Also, remember, reality is relative, right? So
yeah.
We might all be having this conversation right now, but the minute we leave the studio, how we tell the people that we're narrating our experience to might be three different experiences altogether. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Your experience in shooting the show, the experience of the viewer in watching it and how it's edited, sometimes it does feel like two different shows.
Mm.
It feels like you're in a show and you're like, okay, but am I losing my mind? Because that's the perspective. But then when you look at another person's perspective, how they view the reality unfold, it's like, are we even watching the same thing?
Yeah.
Is this legit for real?
Exactly.
But I always say reality is relative. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get you completely.
Mm-hmm.
What's your status now? Is Lundi, we're still married. Are you finding your way out of marriage? What's happening in that space?
I'm finding my way out of marriage. I'd rather
mm-hmm.
say it that way. I'm
still processing the divorce.
Yeah, I'm not married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm currently not married.
Are you separated from your husband and just
yes.
going through the legal aspects of making it final that
yeah.
we are no longer together?
Yeah.
And how's this affecting you mentally, emotionally? Are you okay?
I went through the most, you know,
mm-hmm.
during like April. Like, it's been a while. It's been a while because
mm-hmm.
I didn't go public with it. It was quite a private matter, a family matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I went through quite a bit, and especially with the tweets all going on, because people weren't quite sure what was really happening. So, but I'm at a good place now.
Beautiful.
I think
I'm
that's
glad.
What matters. Yeah.
Any regrets, like, with, because it seemed from the outside that you paused your musical career and stuff, you know, as you were getting married and maybe possibly focusing on family. Any regrets with that? Would you do it again? Let's say you had another child and you were in a serious relationship.
You know what? I don't have any regrets. Because I believe in perfect timing.
Mm.
Everything happens in iskhathi sakhona. So, yeah, now I do have my second child, and I'm not willing to take that break again because now
yeah.
it's my time to shine. So, regrets, no, but I believe in perfect timing. And you see, now I can focus on my music and whatnot because a lot of things have been, you know,
on hold.
Yeah.
100%. Well, we're glad to have you back. We're glad that you are back fully at it. It seems, it sounds like you are. You've got plans for, you know, thriving and rising in the musical space. All the best with that. And thank you very much for starting your day on 959.
Thank you guys for having me.
You're most welcome.
Molweni sanbonani dumelang. This is Londi London, and I'm on 959 Breakfast with Dineo and Salt on the street on the air.
Start your day at 959.
Good morning.
On 959 Breakfast.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.